producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Put everything that's bad behind you, and let's anticipate the good for this good day. It's good. It's a good Friday. Every Friday is a good day, right? Under the circumstances for most people. Friday, November the 6th, it is 60 degrees on the farm. November 6th, and it's 60 degrees here. It was 72 yesterday. Where, Kenny, you're in Southern California, San Diego, in the mountains there. What temperature did you have yesterday?
I think it was in the 60s. It's 48 here right now.
Yeah, I know. It got chilly. As soon as I left on Monday, it got cold. It was beautiful there last weekend, right?
Yeah.
It must be mine, but I just suck all of the goodness and bring it with me. Isn't that sweet? How wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Jennifer Horn is not with us. She's busy conflicted with a homeless woman for the aftermath of an all-night affair with a homeless woman. I don't know whether she'll show up sooner or later or not, but I certainly understand that she needed to get a little rest. It would be very... I'm chuckling about it, and I went off into a long dissertation about it in the last hour. I'm not going to do that again. But the problems we are having in this country with homeless people are legend and legion. And her being accosted by this woman on her porch... It's not like it was out in the street. Woman comes to her porch and confronts her. So she had a pretty hairy experience, and so therefore she's not here to tell us about it. But when she is back, I'm just giving you the bits and pieces of the Cliff Notes version. 9 past the hour, Ken Kessler and the lovely Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I probably shouldn't say lovely. Is that, Kara, that sounds sexist if I say that? I used to say that about Roberta. I've actually said it about Jennifer, too. But these days, you never can tell what's considered sexist. So if I say the lovely Kara is at the controls, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think you actually asked me this exact same question one other time.
Did I?
I'm fine with it.
The lovely. Did I say the lovely or did I use another adjective?
I can't remember exactly, but it's not derogatory. So
okay, good.
Right. I think it's only if it's something that's like infantile that makes you feel like you're a kid. Fine. Yeah, lovely right. is fine.
Okay, thank lovely you. It is. So lovely Ken Kessler is here on Good Day as well. The top 10 talk topics of the week. The presidential race is number one, at least according to Talkers Magazine. Many of these same stations carry the talk radio countdown show that I do, and you hear the bits and pieces from various talk programs around the country, underscoring and underlining what the take is on some of these issues. Presidential race number one, the airliner crash number two in Russia. I'm sort of sick of this. Vladimir Putin says that this cartoon that showed up in the last 24 hours in that French magazine. Is it a newspaper or magazine, Kenny? I never have quite gotten
I think it's vocal. Something in between.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, anyway, they're upset about that. The box has been found, and it appears that it was a bomb, right? Didn't we hear that in the last hour? The bomb, the rumor about the bomb appears to be true. The Brits have found out through their... through James Bond, I think, has paid a his new movie is out, so he has time to get to the Middle East and check this out.
Yeah, James Bond, that's who we should send in.
Right,
to
exactly.
Take your license.
Yeah, 007, figure that right. Anyway, the other things that are on the list, the Volkswagen problem, this policeman in Illinois, this is really sort of taking on a life of its own. This revelation that the policeman basically staged his own suicide. Before he died, he tried to find a hitman to kill somebody in the town where he worked because the administrator had found out that the policeman was a thief. And so this guy goes to great lengths. He hadn't stolen, $80,000, $90,000 worth of stuff, this policeman? So he's going to spend money to hire a hitman to bump off someone that knows about that? This, see, we're back to the same discussion that we've had for months, if not years, about police. Not only do they need to be better trained, better paid, and fewer of them, but there needs to be a serious mental exam to establish the stability of men and women who are wearing a gun and a badge. Do I find some kind of support for that? Kenny, does that make sense? Why would you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to know that the people that you've entrusted to secure the community, to take care of the ills of the community, to do the right thing, you want them to not be out of their minds? This guy obviously was out of his mind. And for whatever the reason, he was able to play this tune until the very end. And so, but the first... At first, the news media is on this. This guy gets killed. The police were on an investigation to find out who murdered him, and they find out that he killed himself. So, quite a discrepancy in the first story and then the story as it unfolds. Speaking of discrepancy, Social Security numbers. How about you have a Social Security number, Kenny, right?
Of course.
You give it to everybody?
No.
No. How do you decide how you're going to use your Social Security number?
I'm trying to think if I give it to anybody.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I can't think.
On my tax form, maybe, is it?
Yeah, that's all. Yep, and if you're borrowing some money, you got to give them a Social Security number. That's it. So the story from Ohio is that a teenager, because of some glitch, found out his real name, and that he apparently was snatched away from his real mother by his father when he was 5 years old. How about that? He learned that his father took him away from his mother in Alabama when he was five. What kind of ugly reality is that? Think about that, huh? Put yourself in that position. Think how you would think if something like that happened to you. So, I guess it's important for people this day and age to have a Social Security number at the earliest possible age. This is Veterans Weekend, and because of that, we have Gretchen Martins with us in a moment. She's known as the Veteran Lady. What sort of things are going on around the country this weekend and on Monday and through to next Wednesday, which I believe is the official Veterans Day? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Mini. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Gretchen Martins, who is affectionately known as the Veteran Lady, widely respected because of her knowledge of military transition issues. She's been on this program before, talking about her homeward deployed, the organization that works to bridge the gap between the military and Main Street. Her book is called Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive. Gretchen, good to have you back. What sort of things do you think will highlight Veterans Day this year?
Well, you know, communities tend to really focus their attention on veterans, and, you know, people have parades, there are special events at local veterans' homes, and those are great ways for people in communities to reach out to their veterans and let them know that they care. And there's a very exciting program close to my hometown. I live in Dallas, and they are involving school children in writing letters to veterans, which I think is just a wonderful idea to get kids involved and teach a sense of community spirit, but also teach a little bit about American history.
All right. Concerned. It seems to me the last time you were here, we were talking, we've had three or four conversations in the last year or so about the status of the Veterans Administration. Certainly no more news. I bring it up all the time because I look under a sort of subsurface to the headlines and see that veterans are still dying at the same rate they were before this new guy became the director of the VA. Nothing's changed, has it?
You know, actually, it's gotten worse, which is almost hard to believe. But there was a report that came out a couple of months ago saying that in spite of the big scandal last summer, July 2014, that wait times and wait lists for veterans are longer than they were when the scandal was identified. The number of veterans that have died waiting for care at the VA has more than tripled. And really, it not only has nothing changed, like you said, it's gotten worse.
All right, so how do we stand? Why isn't this the number one or two or third issue that is being confronted by these candidates for the presidency or people who are running for Congress or the Senate? This is more than a damnable outrage. I mean, it's hard to believe these people have such deaf ears.
Absolutely, and I have to give you kudos for even being aware of that issue. Because you're absolutely right. The candidates are not even talking about veterans, and I was challenged on this recently. So I went, this is before a couple of candidates had dropped out of the race, I actually went to every major political candidate's website, and only two of them mentioned veterans. The only person with any specific policy issues for veterans is Mike Huckabee, who probably doesn't.
He's going to drop out of the race.
But he's,
he'll be dropping out of the race. Okay, so here's here's something that really will get your dander up if you haven't. I'm sure you've heard this, that the government of the United States spent the Department of Defense, tens of millions of dollars on phony tributes to veterans in sports programs. They're paying the NFL. They're paying various entities.
Well, they weren't phony, but they were.
Well, they're phony in that they're paying for them and not they're disingenuous. So if they've got $68 million to spend to buy advertising to give them a prop up and to help in recruiting, how come we can't spend $68 million to improve the lot of veterans when they get out and are being screwed by the system?
Well, and what most Americans don't know is in the past 5 years, the budget of the VA has increased by 60%.
My God.
So it's dramatically increased. Fewer than 25% of veterans will even use the VA because care is so bad or they can't get eligibility. And I read that same article, and again, kudos to you for following that story. What is wrong with us as an American
what
people?
What is wrong with us? You're right. What the hell is wrong here with this circumstance? And by the way, as bad as the Obama administration has bungled this, the guy before him was just as bad a bungler. And they all talk about, you know, the Iraqi, Afghanistani troops and how we need to praise them and all that other stuff. So we're giving them nothing, a bunch of bupkis, as my father used to say. It is an outrage. So let's see if we can bring it more to people's attentions this Veterans Day weekend and hope that it will have a chance to change things. Gretchen Martin is a veteran lady here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Be the number thou shalt count, and
three.
The number of the counting shall be
three.
I see a trend here.
Three.
It's the daily My Three Songs contest. Notice to the person who was concerned about my inflections in my voice, Richie. I'm inflecting now, madam.
Inflect away, sir.
I'm inflecting away.
Just don't inflect right at me, okay?
888-302-3684. There's an inflection in that, too. If you've got an answer to the connection, we want to know what the connection is between these three songs. Something about them is a particularly important thread. First song by Bad Company called Shooting Star. Crank it up, Richie.
Love the story on this.
Yeah, but Doug just talked over the part that
I started. Yeah, start it over again. I did talk over. Start over again.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song.
Okay. Okay. Now I can talk, Kenny. Is that all right?
Yeah.
One of the other things this person said in her note was, "You're always talking over the music."
Well,
the idea. Song here at the top of the rock charts during this week in 1975, inspired by the deaths of Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jimmy Morrison. Bad Company did well on the charts for about 20 years. They only had one big song, and this was it.
No.
How about that was the song in 1992?
Yeah, that was the only top 40 pop hit.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so the first song in this threesome is Bad Company's Shooting Star. Next song, Billy Joel.
Oops.
You playing it?
Probably help if I played it before.
Now listen carefully to the lyrics.
You missed it already.
Why start over again, Richie? Start that one over again, too.
You're doing well on this.
Go ahead. Okay.
That's all you need right there.
That's it.
Yeah, come on. Pick up the phone. Let's hear it.
888-302-2.
When I put this together, it was harder.
Okay, let's try this third song by Dream Academy.
All right. right, come
a song
on.
Song called Life in a Northern Town.
Yeah, let's hear some more. This is a good song.
Dream Academy, their first single, top 10 big hit from this week in 1986. The song was a hit again in 2007 when it was covered by Sugarland, the country duo. Band never had another big hit. Members went their separate ways in 91. So, if you were paying careful attention to the first part of each of these three songs, you have the reference that's necessary to win. 888-302-DOUG. Life in a Northern Town by Dream Academy. Let's see. We Didn't Start the Fire, Billy Joel, and Shooting Star by Bad Company all have a reference to what in them. 888-302-3684. Here is Darren, who is in either Arkansas or Arizona. Where are you, Darren?
Arkansas, of course.
Arkansas. Well, sometimes I know the abbreviation gets messed up. AR is what I see on my screen. That's Arkansas.
AK is Alaska.
Is Alaska. All right, so Darren, what do these three songs that we've highlighted have in common, sir?
I think they all mention the Beatles.
They all mention the Beatles. That is correct. So we're going to take care of you with one of our swell prizes. Darren, we're going to send you a banana. How's that for a prize?
Oh, man, what kind of banana is it? A bowl of banana?
No, no, it'll be a... it'll be an unripened banana. Hold on, thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in a human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren. Next time.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Eddie Kirkland.
Eddie, good man. Thank you.
A little bluesy in the morning, right?
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. No blues here. It's Friday. Come on. November 6th, no blues here. No one has the blues. We are here to make your day better, to make you think a little, have a little fun, shake a little you-know-what. A little of that. And
you know. What?
You know.
You know.
It's Veterans Day weekend. So let's pay attention to that as well. We'll be here Monday, as usual, on the Good Day program. So Ken Kessler and Rich and I are tasked to bring you up to date on the latest shenanigans from the world of politics. The trending box at DougSteffen.com has the details of how Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee. Notice how I'm enunciating these words, Kenny. I'm being much more proficient. Richie, I got a critique from a lady named Bibi, who is a voice coach. She was upset with me because I was criticizing Seth Meyers for talking like this at the top of his lungs, doing his monologue all the time. And she said, I do the same thing. I have short shouting outbursts.
You know who else does that? It's Trump. We were watching, we were standing around here at the network the other day watching Trump do
a speech. Why were you working instead of standing around?
Ah, that's part of our work. We're going to have to see what's kind of going on with all these shenanigans, right?
Kind of going on.
Watching, that guy's constantly screaming.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's just, you're just like, wow, man.
You know what I mean?
They're all morons.
All right, so anyway, Chris Christie is going to be out, I am going to bet, in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Kenny, you think I'm right on that?
Yeah, I could see that.
And Mike Huckabee as well. They've been bumped to the kiddie table.
Yeah.
I think they were the kids' table is how it's referred to by the Associated Press. Low poll numbers relegate them to the undercard.
How low are their poll numbers when Bush is still in at 4% and they're out?
Here's the question that I have. The next debate is on Fox Business, right? Is that this week, next week? When is the next debate?
It's next Tuesday.
Next week. Okay. So then the circumstances as they present themselves require us to look a little deeper into the polls themselves. Now, not that I'm a supporter of Chris Christie or Mike Huckabee, because I'm not, but I think in fairness they're using some poll numbers from some pretty iffy places, Kenny, are they not? Sources?
No, they're using Quinnipiac, NBC, Wall Street.
I think there's a couple of others in there. What did we find out earlier?
Four most recent polls, Fox News, Quinnipiac, NBC, Wall Street, and Investors Business Daily.
Ah, is that the one? Why Investors Business Daily?
IBD?
Yeah.
Why not?
How credible, how much in the lexicon are they of daily conversation?
They're a pretty credible news source.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, you haven't piped up on this.
Because I don't know.
Okay, good. Hey, Kenny doesn't know!
I think it's funny how Graham and Pataki didn't even... They're even out of the kiddie table debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Lindsey Graham appears not to be doing much, so... why did they even bother? Why did they just send him home? Who needs him?
Well, I mean, there's two things going on. You're in it to sell yourself for something, whether you're selling books, whether you're just trying to give your name a couple of more points in the ratings. Or you know at some point, these guys do, that Trump and Carson, these outsiders, are just going to fall apart at some point. And when they are, us kind of establishment guys will be standing here ready to pick up their pieces.
Good for you. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, on the Republican side, Ben Carson is in the number one slot, closely followed by Donald Trump. So they'll be in the middle of the stage on Tuesday night. I think we said this yesterday, what Donald Trump decided to do this week is spend his first advertising money on radio. You're going to see that as a trend because the candidates that really know business know that radio gets the message across better and less expensively than if you spend money on television or in the newspaper. It's just, that's the way it is. People, especially on spoken word formatic stations, are listening to what we're talking about. Therefore, the commercials are much better, much more effective, go a long way toward getting the message across that's necessary. Having said that, though, Ben Carson is running a 60-second spot on some music stations, black music stations, in eight different markets this weekend, starting with Atlanta, Detroit, Miami, and some other areas where there are lots of black voters. And so we have for you the commercial that's going to run. This is not a put-on. This is not a joke. This is what he's going to use.
Vote, inspire. Vote. And support Ben Carson for our next president to be awesome.
America became a great nation early on, not because it was flooded with politicians, but because it was flooded with people who understood the value of personal responsibility, hard work, creativity, innovation, and that's what will get us on the right track now. I'm very hopeful that I'm not the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom. Because freedom is not free, and we must fight for it every day. Every one of us must fight for it because we're fighting for our children and the next generation.
If we want to get America back on track, we got to vote Ben Carson. As a matter of fact, go out and vote.
I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
So
I like
look at
it.
That.
I like it.
888-302-3684. What do you think of that ad? I don't know if we should play it again. This is by a rapper named Aspiring Mogul, and there are clips, as you heard in there, from Carson, various presentations. Quote, if we want to get America back on track, we got to vote Ben Carson. Matter of fact, I have seen this referred to in the trades as an embarrassment to everyone. I don't see there's an embarrassment here at all, frankly. You got my attention.
The Black Lives Matter movement isn't too happy with it.
Well, you know,
they're attacking him on Twitter.
They're not going to vote for him anyway. What difference does it make? Even if the Black Lives Matter, they're not voting for him because they don't like the fact that he's a black Republican. That's the bottom line. They're so superficial. So we have Donald Trump using radio. Ted Cruz, you're about to hear. I think that we have some ads for Ted Cruz running starting next week. Is it next week or the week after? One of those PACs bought a lot of advertising
time. I don't know.
on a lot of the national programs. Anyway, so he's going to spend money. Trump's spending money. Ben Carson is spending money on the radio. And if you're a supporter of Ben Carson, are you put off by that rap spot, or are you supportive of it? Do you think it's a cool idea? I thought it was well done, and I don't think this is a modern-day rapper. Is this somebody that's been around for a while, Kenny?
I don't.
Who is this guy?
Never heard of him before.
No.
Yeah.
But if he helps get Ben elected, he will be
unable. You're kidding? He'll be all over the place. He will be all over.
I wonder how many. There are some. Let me Google this. How many Republican rappers are there?
That's a good question. But, I mean, can America stand this sort of action? I think this is a growth period.
What do you mean?
For America to have this sort of presentation.
What do you mean, this sort?
The rap music and the message in there, which these white guys that run various Republican organizations call an embarrassment. I don't agree with that, frankly. I think that this is an enhancement of understanding culture, if that's what it is, or just having the message presented in a way that people will pay attention to it. I think that these fat old white guys with the cigars in the corner office need a comeuppance, and they're getting it, and they don't like it. So that's why there is this all of the stuff. We had the story, Jennifer, remember, was it last week? She told us the story that she'd found in one of her circles that basically the money behind the thrones here, namely the Koch brothers and Adelson, the guy in Las Vegas, and four or five others, are putting all their money behind Cruz and or Rubio because they don't want to have the non-traditional candidates. And they got to Boehner, and that's the reason the budget deal was made, because Boehner, now on his way out, can allow this circumstance to take place. And then when things fall apart, the borrowing, for example, then Hillary Clinton can say, well, it was the Republicans who did it. And then Hillary wins and the Republicans lose. Mm-hmm. If they put up somebody like Trump or Carson, that's how they control the situation.
Wow.
Disgusting, huh?
You ready for this?
Right.
Nicki Minaj, a Republican, voted for Mitt Romney.
Good for her. Why? But see, here we are. I said good for her. So she's a black entertainer, quite well known, quite young, quite attractive. And so it's news that she votes for Mitt Romney. What is wrong? What's skewing in people's heads? What's wrong with that picture? Isn't
Jay-Z,
something wrong with it?
Jay-Z had a line or a track on one of his albums, and it was called, what is it? It had a line, included the lyrics, I feel like black Republican. I feel like a black Republican. Money I got coming in.
Yeah.
LL Cool J was at the 2004 Republican National Convention.
That does not surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me.
Don King, boxing promoter.
Don King. Yeah.
Registered Republican.
All right, so you went through a list of all registered black Republicans.
It's an article called Nicki Minaj and Other Surprising Celebrity Republicans.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper.
This is interesting. Ben Carson apparently isn't real happy with that ad that we just played.
Isn't he? Why?
He says there are people in the campaign who felt that was a good way to do things, and they're entitled to their opinions. I support them in doing that, but I probably would have taken a different approach.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Somebody's using it for an ad, evidently. One of the PACs is using it, isn't that?
No, it's his campaign.
They're using it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know it's running. The ad's running. Do not touch your dial when this comes on the air. Listen to it. Listen to it. See what you think. 44 past the hour. Television report up next here on Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
This is a multi-use special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
So let's check the TV report. Jen not here today, so I'll jump on. Kenny, if you have some things to add, help yourself. CBS has announced an I Love Lucy, not the I Love Lucy, or is it the I Love Lucy Christmas? I'm thinking it's Lucy, the character in Peanuts, but no, it looks like Lucille Ball, right?
If they use the term I Love Lucy, why wouldn't it be Lucille Ball?
It could be somebody twisting it around a little bit. Yeah, but it is Lucille Ball. Shows will be in color for the first time. CBS will air the Christmas episode and the classic Lucy Does a TV commercial episode. The episodes will be presented seamlessly, no interruption, Wednesday, December 23rd on Entertainment Channel at 8 o'clock. How about that?
I'd watch that.
CBS and E.T., looks like.
You know Jennifer will be watching.
Oh, man, will she. Okay, I don't begin to understand this. A Los Angeles Superior Court, say it again, Doug. A Los Angeles Superior Court judge has rejected Bindi Irwin's Dancing with the Stars contract on the grounds she needs to prove her father is Steve Irwin, or better yet, got to prove that he's dead. Huh? The show's lawyers...
Because she's a minor.
That's 17 years old.
She had to have a contract that goes through the court here in the States.
Yeah.
And apparently this court does not know who she is or who her dad is. Her mom had signed off on it, but that's not enough. Both parents have to. Because they're saying that they don't get the money that she gets it.
$230,000 so far. $50,000 a week for the last couple of weeks of competition. That's what they make, these stars, $50,000 a week on the show.
Hmm. Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Not bad.
All right, so all she has to do is give a death certificate.
Yeah,
apparently. Yeah.
I mean, my bigger question would be is why does the state...
Yeah, there we are again. Yes, Richie, thank you.
Well, why does the state have to approve her contract?
Yep, hello.
Because she's a minor.
Nah. I guess California has, with the all the child actors.
John Stewart has signed a contract with HBO, 4-year production deal. First project will be the creation of short-form digital content in which he riffs on current events through his unique prism, so says the HBO press release. This sounds like a video podcast to me. That's what it sounds like. What's his face? Carolla.
Adam Carolla. I mean, it sounds like what he was doing. looser version of what he was doing.
Nah, this sounds like less work for more money, Richie. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. 51 less work part, yeah.
After the hour, good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Just the expert here for you on the Good Day program. In a moment, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, they're the publisher of the Frommer's Travel Guide, will be here. We'll be talking about holiday travel. Is it too early to book? Is it too late to book? And some of the other ancillary things that surround concerns and focused on travel this week here on Good Day.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. In the Doug Good Day program, Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, Frommer's.com. A great place to get travel advice. I have a couple of anecdotal things here, Pauline, as we get started. This is the anniversary of Northwest Flight 188. On this date, 2009, overflying its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles. Remember when the air traffic controllers tried to wake the pilots up for an hour and they couldn't get them.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. That was a crazy one.
What do incidents like that do to the reputation of an airline? Do people actually think, I'm not going to book any flights on Northwest, which doesn't exist anymore anyway, it's part of Delta, but do people think that? Do you think that's their experience? Or they just hear the story and say, oh, or do they take, like, sort of umbrage at all airlines and airplanes?
I think it really depends on how many incidents there have been. Obviously, Malaysia Air is in trouble now financially. I think a lot of people are very nervous at the prospect of flying that airline.
Yeah.
Others survive it because, frankly, there aren't that many.
Yeah.
We don't have that much choice anymore.
No, we don't.
It doesn't seem to be affecting travel. This recent tragedy with the plane in Egypt will probably affect travel to Egypt more than that airline.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are nervous about the security procedures because folks who seem to know think it might have been a bomb, the worst bombing in 20 years, if that's the case.
You know, as a personal anecdote, my lady friend is traveling in Egypt right now. She was in Cairo for 3 days, and now she's taking a cruise up the Nile from the Anwar region where the dam is, and they flew down there the other night, and this was the day of the crash that she got on a plane in Cairo. It took her 2 hours to get through security. They had changed everything, and it was a two-hour-plus wait to just get on this plane to take the hour-and-a-half ride down to the Anwar area.
Well, I'm better the wait than any kind of problem.
Yes, right.
I'm glad that they're changing the security down there. I mean, I think this is really going to badly impact their tourism industry, which already was badly impacted by all the problems the last couple of years.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the way people ought to be approaching travel for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Is it too early? The bargain's going to continue. There have been a lot of people say it'll be cheaper. How do you figure things are going to happen?
There are no bargains anymore, especially for Thanksgiving. Those were gone a couple of months back. And every day you wait to book an airfare for Christmas is a day that fare is going to be getting more expensive. We got kind of laissez-faire about airfares right after 9/11 when airfares were so cheap. It's just not the case anymore. There aren't as many seats in the sky as there are would-be flyers, especially around the holidays. So book now. And if you're going to be driving, which the vast majority of people are, be smart about it. Make sure you check your car. Make sure you have an emergency kit with you that has a car jack, that has blankets, that has a charger for your cell phone, which is your most important tool right now. The vast majority of people are going to be on the highways, so avoid the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after,
the
worst travel days of the year.
Awful. Find good hotel rooms as well if you're driving. You got to get on that. Don't wait till the last minute. There are a lot of these sorts of bits and pieces of advice to the travel guide, Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com. Pauline Frommer here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.